June 21st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, in the world you have learned to prepare for coming events. You prepare for holidays, weddings, and even the events of the day. How is it you are not preparing for the victory of my Son's second coming? You do not know the sequence of events leading up to it. It could be as close as your next breath, or as far distant as the next generation. The purpose of my speaking here is to awaken hearts as to the way they walk, to their priorities, which are apparent in the world of politics. When my Son returns, it will not matter what high position you have in the world or what you own. All worldly standards will be set aside. It is then that what you love in your hearts will determine your eternal destiny. If you do not believe in hell, it does not change the reality of its existence. If you do not believe in my will, the same holds true. I come to you to help you to love my will. When you accept my will, I can help you to follow the path of perfection. I give you these times to prepare for Jesus' second coming by means of embracing my will in the present moment." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.